This year's Nobel Prize for Literature was announced today in Stockholm, Sweden. The winner is Elfriede Jelinek, an Austrian writer of novels and plays. Her work is not always easy to read. In fact, she has been called Austria's best hated writer. Her confrontational politics and scenes of graphic sexual violence polarize readers within and without the German-speaking world. NPR's Netta Ullaby reports.
The 2001 film The Piano Teacher is based on one of Elfriede Jelinek's best-known novels. In it, a self-destructive young woman takes a break from her lessons in the shadows of a peep show booth.
Oh.
The Piano Teacher details the life of a failed concert pianist and her deeply perverse relationships, starting with her overbearing mother. Jelinek wrote the novel in 1983. It begins like this.
The piano teacher, Erika Kohut, bursts like a whirlwind into the apartment she shares with her mother. Mama likes calling Erika her little whirlwind, for the child can be an absolute speed demon. She's trying to escape her mother. Erika is in her late 30s. Her mother is old enough to be her grandmother. The baby was born after long and difficult years of marriage. Her father promptly left, passing the torch to his daughter. Erika entered, her father exited. Eventually, Erika learned how to move swiftly. She had to.
The piano teacher's author trained as an organist at the Vienna Conservatory. Until her mother's death, they lived together. The novel is at least partly autobiographical. Like the rest of Elfriede Jelinek's work, it explores power and the power of the past.
She certainly will not let go of the past.
Alison Fidler is a professor at Lancaster University in England. She wrote a book about Elfriede Jelinek. Fidler says the author's obsession with the past is profoundly political.
She very much views it as part of her writing to unearth Austria and Germany's skeletons, point out any, if you will, latent elements of a fascist ideology that she might perceive in contemporary society.
Fidler says Jelinek's language is densely layered, in part with Marxist feminist theory. It also contains pop culture references to Beatles songs and cartoons. In fact, Fidler claims that Jelinek's books can be surprisingly funny.
Some of them, believe it or not, do make you laugh. She's full of self-irony.
But Elfriede Jelinek doesn't make everyone laugh.
She's been labelled a Nestbeschmutzer, someone who fouls their own nest, somebody who speaks ill of their own country, if you like.
In fact, Austria's right-wing Freedom Party today denounced Jelinek for dragging her country through the mud. But her pointed satires have won attention, if not widespread acclaim, throughout Europe. The Swedish Academy praised Jelinek's work for, quote, her musical flow of voices and countervoices in novels and plays that, with extraordinary linguistic zeal, reveal the absurdity of society's clichés and their subjugating power. That's Elfriede Jelinek in a radio play she wrote. It's called Time is Fleeing. In it, she remembers her old organ teacher and composers she respects and doesn't.
One could say, I am not a friend of Schumann. I am instead a friend of Brahms and Schubert. But I am a friend of quality. For that reason, I pledge to him. I only pledge to the highest of highest quality. Otherwise, I pledge to nothing, guarantee nothing.
Today, Elfriede Jelinek told the Associated Press that when she writes, she always tries to be on the side of the weak. She says the side of the powerful is not literature's side. She's not averse to using the mass media. Jelinek has posed tied to a bed for a magazine article. Yet she doesn't plan to attend the Nobel Award ceremony because she says she suffers from extreme social anxiety. Netta Ullaby, NPR News.
And there is an excerpt from The Piano Teacher. It can be found at our website, npr.org.